B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. This one is entitled Clean Bartender Jokes. National Bartender Day. We tried to get your mom on the air. Did she hit us back?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, but did she hit us back after that?
No.
No. She's like a turtle. She came out of her shell and went right back in.
Yeah.
Loren's mom's been a bartender for how long?
Over 25 years. Like, she started bartending when she was 17.
National Bartender Day. We want to know what was the most popular drink she's made, like the most drink that she's made in her 25 years.
She said it was vodka soda and pina coladas. But I think pina colada is just because she works at the beach.
Did your mom meet your dad at a bar?
Yeah, sure did. She was working at my grandparents' bar.
That's right.
And my dad was a regular.
Yeah.
And I guess the rest is history.
Yeah, yeah.
But my grandparents were not very happy about it at first.
So your grandfather must have had a good relationship with your dad.
I mean, I don't think once he started dating his daughter.
No, but I mean, he was a regular there. So your grandfather must have, your mom's dad must have known Joe on like a personal level.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of like, wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Tell Dana I want to see you.
I don't know. So my grandfather passed away when I was 2. So my mom and my dad had only known each other for a year at that point.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Do you think you were conceived in the bar?
Oh, my God. I hope not.
Is it conceivable to
Holy
believe that you were
shit,
conceived
I've
at the bar?
I've never asked that question. Why would you do that to me?
After hours,
oh,
Joe
dear
had
God.
One last shot. And then her and Dana. Anyway, these
I
are clean
you.
Bartender jokes. A neutron walks into a bar and says, how much for a beer? The bartender says, for you, no charge.
That's cute.
E flat walks into the bar. The bartender says, sorry, we don't serve minors.
I kind of understand that joke, but I don't know anything about music, so.
That's a good musician joke.
Yeah.
A horse walks into the bar. The shocked bartender points a finger in the in alarm and yells, hey. The horse says, wow, you read my mind, buddy. A screwdriver walks into the bar. The barman says, hey, we have a drink named after you. The screwdriver says, you have a drink named Philip? I've heard of something like okay. that before. Yeah. A Roman walks into the bar, holds up two fingers, and says, five beers, please.
Okay.
A tennis ball walks into a bar, and the bartender says, have you been served yet?
We love that one.
What did the bartender say after Charles Dickens ordered a martini?
What?
Oliver Twist. What do you call a guy who's had too much to drink?
What?
An Uber.
Right.
Hey,
you're right.
Let's see. Why don't the bartenders serve ghosts?
Why?
Because they don't serve spirits. Okay. We'll wrap that up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So my cousin is here with her mom, my aunt, mm-hmm. my mom's sister, and my mom's sister and my dad don't really get along because my dad, when my mom was passing a little over a year ago now, things were really stressful at the house. It was sad. My mom was losing her life. My dad was losing the person that he loved and only knew in my mom for 50 plus years.
Yeah.
They'd been married. And so my aunt was there, and then my aunt wanted to do certain things for her sister, and my dad didn't want to do that. My dad wanted to go another direction. So there's like a lot of just bullshit tension.
Mm-hmm.
And so my aunt's back, but my dad loves my cousin Kristen and loves the daughter, Brooke.
So how does that work now?
The other day.
You have to be the middleman.
Well, yeah, the other day I said to my dad, I go, hey, by the way, you know, Kristen's coming into town, and he goes, oh, really? I'd like to see her. So I told my aunt that last night. She's staying at my house. We were drinking wine watching Tulsa King, and when it went to commercial, she said, so how's your dad? And I said, he's good. You know, I said, honestly, I hate to say it. He's been way less of a pain in the ass than I thought he was going to be after my mom passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to bring up the girlfriend because I'm like, I don't want her to know, right?
Yeah.
But she knew.
She did
said,
know?
So how's the girlfriend? I go, honestly, I don't know. Like, he's good with her. But she's a different spirit than
have
my mom.
Have you met her yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. The kids have. My kids have.
Oh. Did that just happen? I feel like you hadn't met her in person.
No, I met her probably over the summer for the first time. Okay. And then the kids have met her. And she's always nice and respectful. Mm-hmm. The good thing about her is she's different than my mom, right? My mom and my dad had a marriage. They knew each other's tics. They knew everything about her. She really doesn't know my dad all that well.
Mm-hmm.
She knows, you know, that he... She says, I like to move your dad around and I like to keep his brain moving because, like, he can easily just sit on the couch. And my mom wasn't into that.
Yeah.
My mom was like, she would just go on her own. You sit on the couch, you go play golf, you do what you want to do. At
least, he probably wasn't willing to move for your mom.
Probably not.
And this person he's still on his best behavior with and
really,
his representative is around.
That's right.
And now he'll move around for her.
That's right. Like, I went over there one day and my mom had this huge collection of pennies, but they're wheat pennies. The back of the penny is wheat.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Mint made a certain amount of these wheat pennies. So she bought a magnifying glass, and when I went over there one day, on the table was all different years, and they were sorting them. And my dad kind of enjoyed doing it, and then she said he stopped. But she's like, but I got your dad to sit down with me for an hour and a half and sort through the pennies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of a cool, you know, cool thing for him. And I'm like, thank you for doing that. You know, she takes him to Belmont. She takes him to Rock Hill. They go to Fort Mill. They've gone to Crowder's Mountain. All the shit that my mom would never do, she does. So she's a different person. And I was explaining that to my aunt, you know. And she's like, well, good for him, you know. So she's like, did he ask about me? I was like, no, not really. But... You know, like if my aunt went over there, he wouldn't be rude to her. He'd probably bring up the girlfriend because that's all he does right away. If he met my girlfriend, like he's smitten. He's going to do that with my cousin.
That would annoy the fuck out of me, especially if I was your mom's sister.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't think I could hold my tongue. I'd be like, well, you sure moved on quickly. And it's nothing against your mom or your dad and the new girlfriend. I just, like, I put myself in that position, and I just know what I'd do.
But you know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And how I feel about her and my dad. It's like, it's his life. He's 82 now. All the best.
Yep.
You know, like, you'd feel the same way about your dad if your mom and dad weren't together. Yes, you would. Why are you saying no?
I don't
of course
think
you
I would.
Why?
Not, I don't know. I don't know.
All
I think
the best
I would have
been.
I know, but, like... Because I've lost a parent, like, it took my mom 2 years to start dating, and not that she owed me anything, but, like, I was ready for her to start dating after 2 years. If it would have been, I mean, God, how long did your dad wait? A month?
Was it even
maybe
that long?
Not even that long? Like,
they met each other at church.
Oh, my God, I fucking lost it.
But it's no disrespect to my mom. She's not here anymore.
I get it. But it's like, God, let the fucking body cool.
But you're like you straight up have said, like, how long does Dallas have to wait if you die first?
Forever.
No, that's not true.
Forever. I'm putting it in my will.
How long does he have to wait? Forever. So my cousin is here, my aunt is here, and last night my aunt spent the night at my house because my cousin says that her mom snores too loud. Mm-hmm. And so she was in the guest room, and that was funny because she met Cora, my boxer that I adopted from the Carolina Boxer Rescue. And Cora is 3 years old now. She's been in our house this week. This is our 1 year anniversary of having her. Yeah, we got her the first week, probably next weekend.
Okay.
The first week in December. So, like, just around
did you guys
the 7th or 8th of
decide,
last year.
Was that like a Christmas gift for the kids, or it just kind of
really.
Happened?
It was, we were on the list. Remember,
the
Boxer Rescue was like, tell me what you want in the way of a boxer. Mm-hmm. I had a foster one. You can't adopt the first dog you foster.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're on the adoption list. Now you can adopt. So I said, I want a brindle, female, tail cropped, good with kids, good with other dogs, and potty trained. Oh my God. She's like, okay, it might be a while.
Yeah, you're looking for a unicorn.
One will come across my desk. Meanwhile, all these wonderful families are adopting boxers with one leg, boxers with no eye.
But here you are.
Just like a white boxer, a dark boxer, a mixed boxer. But she's like, but we actually had, like, the Carolina Boxer Rescue is built really well. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of different people serve different positions. Mm-hmm. So I had, like, a guidance counselor.
Yeah.
And the counselor, Elena, her name is, she's a fan of the show. She's like, just be honest with Becky or whoever the woman's name was.
Yeah, because if you get what you don't want,
you're
then,
only
going to
give it back, and we don't want that. We need boxers adopted. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, like, a year ago, right after we buried Mom and we came back to Charlotte, I got a text message that said, check your email. And I was like, ooh, this is random. So I checked my email and it was a picture of Cora. 2 years old, boxer, trained, good with other dogs, good with kids, needs a full-time home.
Do you think, like, if today the same thing would have happened, would you still have adopted her? Or do you think, I'm just asking, I'm not saying.
It had nothing to do with Mom.
That's what I was asking.
If my mom was still alive, I probably wouldn't have. If my mom was alive and
because
healthy.
Because you still had to
and coming to my house
for her.
Well, not only that, but like Mom liked to come to my house and she didn't love dogs. Okay. She dealt with my dog, Kasia.
Got it.
This dog, Cora, is big. Cora is 60 pounds of muscle. That's the one downside to her.
Yeah.
That when I saw the picture, she was beautiful. She was everything. I saw a video of her playing in the backyard. When I got to her. I should have asked how big she was and how much she weighed, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I just looked at the pictures, and I'm like, oh, females typically don't get that big. Female boxers are about 45 to 50 pounds. She's 59 pounds, and she's strong. She's all muscle.
Yeah.
She pulls me. So Dean can't walk her.
Yeah.
You know, Amanda walks her, but if there's another dog, she has to hold her with all her might.
You know, and that's like something that you don't really think about. So we haven't had a dog since Wolfer passed away.
And he was small. He could fit in a shoebox.
Right. I mean, he wasn't tiny, tiny, but like my kids wouldn't have had any problem walking Wolfer, mainly because he didn't walk. But like if we get a dog, like until that moment when you just said that, I always thought I wanted like a bigger dog this time around. And like a doodle or, you know, I don't know, but something a little bit bigger than a Yorkie. And now that you just said that, I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get stuck walking them if they're bigger.
Well, I mean, the boys will get bigger. Like Dean can do it. He's just afraid that if she sees another dog, she's a flight risk if she sees a squirrel or a rabbit.
Uh-huh.
You have to really hold on tight. And keep pulling her and just say, leave it, and she'll eventually forget. But it's just that constant, she wants to look, and she's just strong.
Yeah.
She's just strong, but she walks really well. Like, if there's nothing else around, and when she gets to leave it, which takes about 15 seconds, she's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the point of that story was that my aunt met Cora last night briefly, and then she texted me this morning. She goes, your dog's staring at me in the crate. I go, well, you could let her out if you want, but I left her crated so that you wouldn't have to deal with her coming up on you and all that stuff. So eventually she let her out of the crate, and I guess Cora like jumped on her like once or twice. The original family that had her really didn't teach her not to jump. That's a bad habit, man.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to break it with all my might. Like, we try, and she just gets excited, and because she's so damn big, when she jumps on you, her paws come up to here on me, like above my nipples, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, my cousin's here to look at some colleges. She's going to go to look at Wake Forest today, UNCC. I told her about App, but she doesn't want to go to App. She says it's too cold. If she's coming to the Carolinas, she doesn't want to be in the cold. But really, when
it's kind of cold
App
here.
Is cold during
fall.
Not really. It's beautiful during fall, beautiful during spring, and it's cold during your winter, but you're on winter break for 3 weeks. It's really shitty, yes. Like January, February. March, it starts picking up a little bit. But
yeah, January, February, March, honestly, is hard for me here in Charlotte, like in Charlotte proper, where it doesn't get that cold.
But it's so beautiful up there. That Boone campus is just beautiful. I told her ECSU. Or ECU. ECU. Wilmington's another good one. She wants to kind of be close enough so that on the weekend, if she's down here not near her mom and dad, she can come post up at our house or go see her Uncle Rich, who lives here, or her Uncle Vince. Anyway, that's a wrap party, everybody. Have a great weekend.
That's a wrap. The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.